Fighting between the Syrian government and opposition forces has made its way into the Golan Heights. The battle was over a border crossing between Syria and Israel, which occupies the Golan Heights. That border crossing has been monitored by the United Nations since 1974. Reporter Matthew Bell in Jerusalem now recently traveled to the Golan Heights for PRI's The World, which is produced by our partner WGBH. Matthew Bell, welcome.
Good to be with you, John.
How much has this civil war in Syria intruded onto the Golan? We know about this border crossing, but it just in general, is the fighting close to the Golan Heights?
It's incredibly close. And the wild thing, John, is to go up there and stand on a couple of hilltops. And this is in the Israeli-controlled part of the Golan. And you just look down the hill and you can see Syria. Residents there told me stories about seeing shelling, explosions, even kind of watching, you know, tank battles over the last couple of years unfold. There's been a fair amount of fighting along that ceasefire line, which, as you said, has been controlled by these UN peacekeepers. But it's been very quiet. This is the other interesting thing about the place is there are all these trenches and kind of old military detritus left over from the 1967 and 73 wars that Israel fought with Syria. But it's been really quiet for 45 years or so.
And that quiet can go away quickly, as we discovered in southern Lebanon, when UN peacekeepers increasingly got involved in actual fighting during the instability in Lebanon, which caused all sorts of problems between Israel and that country. What is the position of the United Nations forces right now? Are they staying well back? Any indication that they might get involved, either inadvertently or otherwise?
The big news, John, is there's about 1,000 UN peacekeepers there along the ceasefire line between the Israeli Golan and Syria. 380 of them are from Austria, and the Austrians say they might be done. They might be finished. It's too dangerous. There have been several incidents of peacekeepers being kidnapped by rebel forces. They were released pretty soon after. But clearly, for many years, these guys have basically patrolled an area and prevented the Syrians and Israelis from going at each other again. It's been quiet, but just in the last year or so, it's become a lot more dangerous for them. And this is going to be very worrisome for Israel.
Finally, if there is a pullback by the United Nations, it's pretty clear that the Syrian government has an interest in maintaining the security of that border along traditional lines, yes?
Absolutely. And it's a big problem potentially for Syria as well. The understanding is that there are different rebel groups operating on the other side of that ceasefire line. You know, it's not clear who's in charge. For now, this was the big deal about today, is that this was the first time that rebels actually took control on the Syrian side of the fence of that UN-controlled border crossing. So this was a pretty big deal. We've now since heard subsequent reports that Syrian government troops took it back. But this has got to be a worrisome thing, interestingly, for both the Israelis and the Syrian government.
He's based in Jerusalem. Matthew Bell is a Middle East correspondent for The World. He's just visited the Golan Heights, where fighting from the Syrian civil war is clearly evident there. Matthew Bell, thanks so much.
You're welcome, John.